Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. This is going to be a very special episode, especially because of this like crazy strong urge that I got from like God, like to just drop this message into you guys' ears. And update, you guys know, I am trying to stop using the word every 5 seconds. I took an advanced speech class and I should know better than this in college, but it's habit. So I did a podcast episode. I was a guest on my girl Angie's podcast. You guys are going to see that when it comes out. I'll definitely give you the update, which was super amazing. I had such a good time. And during this past week, I really felt led in my spirit over the past couple of weeks, I want to say, more than ever, is I wanted to start a Bible study group. And I was always just reluctant to figure out initially, in all transparency, how I was going to incorporate being more vocal about my faith and my actual journey on into my platforms. And can I just say that I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, the depths of my soul, for every single message. I mean, the amount of messages that I've received, even in this past week, have been so overwhelmingly beautiful. For me to incorporate my faith into my content and into my platforms has been so seamless. It's just a God thing, clearly, because I can't even explain it. This is not something that you would think would be easy to transition into and introduce, but it has been seamless for me. And I really want to acknowledge that and thank you guys so much. And I did a Bible plan earlier, and it was talking about finding your one word. So I was just like, okay, God, like, what's my one word going to be? And I know we normally have the traditional route of like a vision board, all these different things. And I did make one, but I really love the concept of having one word for the year. Not two words, not a sentence, not a quote, but one word. And that's the word that you're going to live by for the entire year. And so as I was praying, God revealed to me that my one word is discipline. And when I received that word, I was like, oh my goodness, I love it. Thank goodness that this is my word. So I made it the background, my lock screen, and then my home screen is my vision board. And it really has tremendously impacted me in such a positive way where I didn't even realize. Remember how I was telling you guys last week that I woke up early every single week, all these different things? So much has been changing for me at such a fast rate in the best way where I can't even articulate it. It's just like a God thing. And I'm super grateful for that. So in this past week, I felt challenged, which leads me into this episode. I felt challenged at one point and I started questioning, can I do this? How am I going to implement this? And the fullness of the vision that I wanted to execute, I felt like I had to alter it. I was feeling doubt and because it wasn't exactly the way that I was intending. And I felt like when I was speaking with someone about it, that they weren't understanding what it is that I was saying. So it was really kind of discouraging to me. And then I got this feeling where I said, you know what? I'm going to fast because it's like my spiritual secret weapon. And I realized like what it has done for me ever since last year, what it has done for me, the breakthroughs that I've experienced, the overwhelming peace and security. People want to talk about identity. I mean, since I really started leaning on who I am and putting that into backing that up, I want to say, by God's word, that's how I discovered really who I am. I mean, I've always thought that I've known who I was, but character is really tested in the face of adversity, where it's like, how are you going to move when things aren't really necessarily the way that you planned. How are you going to react? What are you going to say? What type of thoughts enter into your mind and in your heart when things aren't exactly the way that you may have intended? You hear something that you don't want. You are being disagreed with. Whatever it is, are you still going to continue on whatever you feel like God put in your heart? So short answer to that is yes. And I decided to proceed on, and I posted a poll on my Instagram to see how many people would want to join the Bible study group. And I kid you not, I had over 200 people vote and say that they definitely want to be a part of it. So I'm implementing some sort of structure and system, because I'm pretty certain I can't have 200 people on a Zoom. So I'm definitely keeping this in mind. And I just want to say thank you. I am so grateful. And it means a lot to me. So into today's episode, I actually, while I was fasting, I ended up listening to a message by Sarah Jakes, whom I love. And initially, I was like, like the title of it was From Walking to Weeping. No, from Weeping to Walking. I'm sorry. And I was listening to it, and the main theme around what she was talking about, which is what I'm going to be talking to you guys about today, is passion and suffering, and what are you willing to suffer for? And it really resonated with me because it reminded me of me telling you guys that all of the things that I've endured and I've gone through, I'm going to make it worth it. So the way that she articulated it really hit home for me. And I wanted to bring that message over to you guys and talk to you guys about that. What are you willing to suffer for? A lot of the times people are always trying to find their purpose. And naturally, because I too have said this, because there's truth to it, your purpose is whatever it is that you're passionate about. But you can't have passion without suffering. You just can't. If you aren't willing to suffer for it, you're going to give up at the first sight of adversity. That's when I knew I had to do something different. Because in the ways that you are meant to help people, a part of your purpose, those things are going to be directly attacked. Directly attacked. Oh, you want to start this type of group? The devil's going to start planning things, you know, seizing your mind. No, you can't. You have no idea what you're doing. So he's going to overwhelm you in whatever way is unique to you so that he prevents you from doing that. Then you're wallowing in your current circumstances. The last thing you're going to want to do is probably open your Bible and say, listen, let me start to read some truth here and recognize what it is that I'm up against. Because like I said, we know that God is not the author of confusion. So you know that anytime there's a situation where you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, all of these different things, it's simply the enemy trying to plant these things in your way so that it stops you from continuing to run the race. Everything, like I said, is going to cost you something. Passion cost you something. I am so passionate about what it is that I'm doing. I'm so passionate about sharing my journey as I'm on the journey. This is the place that I'm in. Faith is my forever home. And me reaching this, it's like a full circle moment where it feels like, everything makes sense now. And I'm so happy about that. And it has helped people so many people it has helped. And that's why it really, really stuck out to me that it was such a seamless transition for me to be able to be vocal about this. And it was so well received. It is so well received, which is just truly, well, a God thing. Suffering comes from, or with, I should say, suffering comes with growth. Think about it even in this way. When you go to the gym, you don't want to go. You you're working out, you, oh my God, I'm out of breath. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want people looking at me. I don't want to look stupid while I'm doing this workout. All of these different things, these excuses. But what's on the other side of that? Health, getting in shape, achieving whatever it is that your body goals are. But you're going to have to endure that temporary suffering in order to grow. So it reminds me of when I was saying on my TikTok that everything is going to cost you something. And someone commented and basically was saying, so what you're saying is that we just have to suffer through things. And I don't even remember what it is that I responded to that girl, but I actually did not get the answer until today. Yeah, I posted that maybe like over a month ago, and I just got the answer to that question today. What makes suffering worth it is that it has to produce something, okay? So you don't actually have to suffer for no reason. Let me tell you this. We don't realize the faith, whether we're able to identify it as faith, that we have in other people, other things, situations, circumstances. We don't realize the faith that we put in that. We don't realize the suffering that we endure. Come on, ladies. You're in a relationship with that guy. He's treating you like garbage. You want a relationship with a certain guy. He's paying you no mind. You feel used, abused, all types of whatever. But you're willing to suffer and endure that because you're hoping that on the other side of you doing this, that something's going to change. It's going to pay off. It's going to be worth it. And the thing about that is, a lot of the times, the situations that we put on ourselves, the ends are not justifying the means. It has to produce something. It has to produce, like Sarah Jake said, salvation. Now, what exactly is that? It's preservation or deliverance from hurt, harm, ruin, or loss. And our present outlook, oftentimes, we're looking through the lens of who we currently are. And of course, when you are thinking about what you want to do, what you want to be in life, all these different things, it's going to feel overwhelming. You're going to feel like you just can't get yourself. You can't picture yourself really just changing what it is that you want. For the longest time, we all are familiar with the term envision yourself as your highest self, and things are going to work out for you. I've even said that myself, but I will be honest in saying that it was very difficult for me to do so. It wasn't until I went about going about it in my faith that these things were way easier for me to incorporate, because I realized I was trying to figure these things out within my own ability. And it's so funny because the Bible scripture for the day today in the Bible app, well, as I'm recording this, I should say at least, was in our own human ability, of course, things are going to feel impossible, but through God, all things are possible. So when we are looking at things through the lens of who we currently are and we're not where we want to be, everything is going to feel out of reach. But in order to switch your identity, that can only be done through God. See, God has this expansive energy. It's something that really has to be experienced. And you have to know that in order to produce the version of you that has that deliverance and you're able to attain that glory, that is the only way that you can do it, because you're not relying on your own human abilities. It has to be bigger than you for you to show up, because you're not always going to feel like it. But when you feel and you know my passion for what it is that I'm doing is going to produce deliverance from what it is that I'm currently dealing with, it is worth it. What are you willing to suffer for? We like to suffer over the wrong things, things that are not producing anything because we're comfortable. I don't want to suffer breaking up with this guy because we are engaged and what is everyone going to think? We're so scared of what it is that's on the other side. But what we don't realize is anything that God does for us is going to produce something that's beyond our wildest dreams, our expectations. Anything that the enemy is producing is going to bring us right back and regress to where we once were. That's why there's an attack on you whenever you want to elevate. What do they say? New level, new devil, essentially. Because it's true. Because that's the point in getting you to double down. Are you sure that this is what you want to do? Yeah, right. Let me test this. Are you sure that this is your purpose? You're sure that you want to be a singer? Okay, well, I'm going to make you feel like, ugh, my voice doesn't sound good. I can't hit the notes. There's all this frustration centered around the things that you desire the most in the ways that you were meant to create an impact and add value to the human collective, body of Christ, whatever. Of course, those areas are going to be attacked the most. We're so comfortable in what it is that we want to do. We're not willing to suffer to get to the glory on the other side. But where God guides, he's going to provide. So you don't want to let go just because you're going to be uncomfortable for a little bit. But if you're not willing to suffer, then you're not ready for greatness. If you can't make the sacrifice to get in the gym, to get the results you want, you're not willing to do the work to get to where it is that you need to be. You want to just stay in that complacent and complaining state because you're not happy, but you want to stay there. It's comfortable, but it's hindering you. It's comfortable, but it's keeping you stagnant. You have to have the realization that whatever it is that I'm passionate about, I have to be willing to suffer for. And again, like I said, on one hand, the suffering for something is what's going to produce glory, salvation. On the other side, the suffering for no reason, like half the relationships people are staying in, is producing nothing but ridiculousness, toxicity, making you question yourself, your worth, you're jaded, you're feeling all of these different things. You're hitting rock bottom. Well, babe, the only way out is through. You're so low that the only place you could go is up. Do it the right way. Make it worth it. Don't suffer for nothing. If your decisions at that time were manifesting this exact outcome, why don't you do something that the decisions that you're making are in alignment with God so that it can produce what it is that you're actually meant to do? Because it's not going to come from your own abilities. Nothing worth having and keeping comes without challenge. Because why? You have to do something that you never have done in order to get the results that you've never had. So you have to be willing to see these things through till the end. And the only way that we can do that is through realizing and utilizing the power of God to strengthen and charge our walk, because our own human capacity is limited. And in my experience, I have found that God has truly supplied a sustainable change for me to see things through the end. I don't know how, but I'm going to keep going. I don't know why this is happening, but I'm still going to steadfast. I'm still going to believe what the expected outcome, what it is that I know you've put in my spirit. I'm still going to stand on it. Because we do it in every other way. I've even witnessed this in my own journey. There was a certain time period where I felt like no matter what I did, I couldn't be on time for church. Like I was showing up super late and the excuses felt very legit. Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I couldn't find my keys. And that's literally just a ploy of the devil where it's like, I'm going to sabotage you by making these things seem like they're legit and they're coming directly from you. So you're not going to think it's me. You're going to think that it's you. And you're going to notice you're hitting this wall where every time you're supposed to show up to church, these things are happening. But every other day in the week, you're fine. You're able to show up for this event. You're able to show up to this party, this dinner, all of these different things. But when it comes to doing something that's going to last you, you're experiencing all this adversity because in this area, obviously, the enemy knows if I challenge this area and they realize their power, I'm going to be less powerful. I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to be able to distract them as easily. I'm not going to be able to use the same tricks and ploys. I'm not going to be able to distract them with relationships like I used to. If they're filled with faith and leaning on God's word, how can I use relationships to destroy them anymore? How can I utilize gossip and creating these toxic type of dynamics with people to distract them anymore and make them feel like they're worthless? How can I, you know, distract people from realizing how powerful God really is? That is literally how the devil uses situations and things. And sometimes it is us. And then sometimes it really has a lot to do with the enemy, especially as it pertains to patterns, right? Where we feel so powerless that we're just letting and being receptive to whatever it is that the enemy has in store for us. You got to learn to see things through because it's only God that I realize can supply the craziest feelings in the midst of circumstances still seeming the same. That's why he can supply peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of the storm. Courage in the midst of fear. Like, this is why, like, realizing these things are the key. That's why the devil works so hard against your mind. He wants to attack it because it's in our minds that we make decisions daily. He wants you to think you can't recover from that relationship. He wants you to think that no one wants you. He wants you to think that you're not good enough for that job. He wants you to stop trying. He wants you to give up so that you can do other things and, again, keep you off course from ever wanting to have faith and trying God. That is the exact precise goal of the enemy: steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he wants to do. And you have to, every time you're challenged, and I can recognize it now, being this far into my journey, I can recognize when I'm being attacked, when it's spiritual warfare. Because in the beginning, before, as you're still transitioning out of old patterns into incorporating new ones, you gotta keep practicing this no matter what. Things are gonna feel like legit excuses. I'm waking up, making excuses. Oh, I can't read my Bible because I keep falling asleep. So I'll just do it when I get up. Then you get up, you don't end up doing it because you end up getting busy. Your friend called you in crisis and then you had to hurry up and start your day and all these different things. But you have to realize that if you're not going to be armored up for your day, you never know what it is that's going to hit you in your daily life. So when you are trying to figure out what are you willing to suffer for, assess every single situation around you and ask yourself, am I willing to continue to suffer for this relationship, for this friendship, even for this job, even for myself? Am I willing to continue suffering, dwelling in my problems with myself? because I'm thinking that it's going to produce something. And the thing is, we don't know when things are always going to change. But you got to be there when God changes it. We give people more chances than we give God. We have faith in people more than we even do with God. People don't realize, like I said, just because you don't put that label on it, faith. But babe, you have it. You don't realize it, but you have it. Don't let that get lost on you. You're having faith in a lot more things than you actually realize. So you might as well call it what it is. You have faith in whatever situation that you are in because you think that the outcome is going to be a certain way. But everything in life is fleeting. You need an outlet for what it is that your passion is, right? So when things stop working, it's because it's about to shift. It's a test. You're being pushed. You're being disrupted. It's Jesus disrupting your life because it's not producing anything anymore by things staying the same. So I know it's blindsiding where it's like, wait a second. Wait. Why is this not working anymore? Like, I don't understand. Let me have a full transparent moment with you guys. I was dating this guy and he literally, I found myself always wanting to just be as agreeable as possible because I didn't want to start anything. And the situation just started getting so out of hand that I didn't even have a hand in them. They were just happening to me to the point where by the end, I had this revelation where I said to myself, this is supernatural. What's happening has nothing to do with me. And this person is literally creating problems within our relationship and literally pinning them on me when I've done nothing wrong whatsoever. And it was just attack after attack where I realized, Aisha, God is removing this person from your life. That's why these very strange, weird circumstances keep happening. And you're thinking, because you actually have nothing to do with them, maybe I just need to stay in the race here because surely I know that whoever this person thinks I am or whatever it is that this person thinks I did not. So I have to prove that. We've implemented all of the things that we should be implementing in our walk with God. We've implemented them into other people. And there's a good and a bad side to that. But we implement the good side for the wrong people, the wrong things. But we don't implement that into God, who is the same. Never changes whatsoever, but we give that away to other people and we're not willing to make that investment into ourselves. Now, I have found the journey of really activating my faith and being so vocal about it because it's definitely going to help others to be so rewarding. It's the only thing that I found that when you're on the journey of being selfless in this way, that it ends up being an investment in yourself because you're just trying to get a better understanding of everything else around you. And so you're just like, all right, God, like, I'm just going to try this. Like, I'm going to try with you. And it ends up being something that's so rewarding, not only for you, but it blesses like everyone around you, everyone that encounters you, because you just can't help but to vocalize how it has significantly changed you and your perception and your mind. Like, it has renewed your mind and everything. Like, when I tell you that truly in me, really focusing on activating my faith, it completely redeems you in a way where it's almost like nothing has happened to you, where the same situations are not even triggering you. You're healed from them. So you're just like, you feel so distant from whatever those situations were. You feel a peace. You don't feel a trigger. You feel a peace about them. And in the beginning, when you're just starting out on this journey and you're really trying to build your faith, it's no different than when you're trying to go to the gym. You have to exercise to see results, and you have to do it daily. You got to do it to keep it up, right? You got to keep up the results. In order to adopt a healthy lifestyle, you're going to have to implement permanent changes. It's the same as it pertains to your walk with God. You have to do something different in order to implement these permanent changes and get these permanent results. It's not a means to an end where you're just going to go at your own convenience. That's why crash dieting doesn't work. Oh, I have this event to go to. I'm just going to go on a juice fast for 10 days. Okay. And then as soon as that's done, you're going to put everything back on. You want to go to God circumstantially. Oh, God, I need you in this very transactionally. And then we're wondering why that's being reflected in other areas of our life. If we dedicate to doing this thing, something that's going to produce the salvation and the glory, what comes from that is beyond your wildest dreams. And you don't think it's possible because you're viewing it through the lens that you currently have right now. That's why it doesn't seem realistic. You can't identify with it. You don't really get it. But you keep going anyway. You don't know what's going on in that other person's mind that you're trying to, you know, get with. You're trying to convince them to see your worth. You don't have to go around convincing people to see your worth when you genuinely know who you are. And I know everyone says that, but if you know your identity in Christ, it's like you genuinely are not even tempted to bother bargaining your value because you already understand it. What's understood doesn't always need to be explained. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be constantly put on display to convince people to buy it, to show that it's worthy of purchase. It's worthy of adoration. All of these areas, these deficiencies that we have, because we are human beings, they all fall by the wayside when we really focus on the things that matter, doing what it is that lasts. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that whenever Jesus is disrupting our life, it's, of course, it's not to stay the same. And it's not suffering for nothing. It's for elevation beyond our wildest dreams. So you have to think about it like this. You have to like break open in order to receive something. You have to be in your posture, I guess I could say, has to be willing and receptive in order for these things to permeate. That's what it is. And so when your spirit breaks open and you're able to be filled with something, you might as well make it something that is producing glory. Check in with yourself. Is this worth suffering for? People give up on things when they realize it's just not worth suffering for. I'm not willing to stay in this because it's not worth suffering for. And I think when we ask ourselves that question, it'll really allow us to check ourselves and say, listen, I'm not willing to make this sacrifice. The return on investment is in the negative. It's not happening. So we have to consider that we must keep going forward. Kind of reminds me in Luke like 17, verse 14, where God says, as they went, they were healed. You don't need to know how or even when. Just know that God wants you to know that rejection is protection. If not that, then something better. You need the pattern disrupted in order to clear the path to direct you to where it is that you're supposed to be. If you just continue to stay in this complacent and stagnant sort of mindset or circumstances, there's never going to be any growth, any elevation. I'm giving you the keys right here. You don't have to only rely on yourself. You don't have to only envision yourself as the best version of yourself. Ask God to reveal that to you, to give you the ability to see you like He sees you, so that you can have the courage and the strength to endure whatever it is, so that you know that your suffering is going to produce salvation, glory from these things. So I really encourage you guys to ask yourself that and to consider what it is that you're doing, to consider your passions and ask yourself, is it worth suffering for? And if you have already suffered, then you have to say, okay, am I happy with this outcome? Am I happy with the manifestation of the actions, the things that I've been doing? Am I happy with that? Count everything as joy, because we don't realize we have the access to figuring these things out and getting on this journey at any given moment in time. And again, like we suffer for nothing a lot of the times. And it's about time that we really consider to make it worth it. Okay? We relentlessly pursue so many things. Chase after God and not chase after all these other things, because He will give you a focus on what it is that you actually should be focusing on. And that identity that he reveals to you in your own respective path and journey is really just inexplicable. It's something that really truly has to be experienced, but you got to take the first step. My dad was saying in church on Sunday, you know, people have this perception, I'll come when this, when that, ba 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 ba. Kind of confirms what I said, where it's like, as they went, they were healed. You got to come broken, sad, confused, anxious, depressed, questioning, doubting. But come as you are. Show up and see it through, because you're going to change. You have to take the first step in order to see everything through and to get yourself started on the journey. And while you're on the journey, remember what your suffering is going to produce, so that you can stay on the path. So I hope that this really resonated with you guys, because it really has for me, and put a lot into perspective. And I already, before I recorded this, had so much confirmation, and I had the honor of speaking to one of my friends earlier, right before I recorded this, and God put her in me, in her spirit, that she was kind of going through something and she wanted me to pray with her over the situation. And that made me feel so good. And it also coincided with what I was already going to talk about, where she has an opportunity and she was all of a sudden feeling all this doubt and things like that. And I said to her what I told you guys, that of course, the areas in which we are destined to be are going to be challenged the most. Do not think that just because you're called to it, that there's not going to be some sort of challenge. That would literally defeat the whole purpose of having faith, essentially, because if, you know, there is no adversity, how are we going to really understand the value in what it is that we're doing? How are we going to have the spirit to endure things? There would be no reason whatsoever. So that's why in the end, we have to recognize, after a certain while, you have to stop making the same decision, stop reacting the same, because it's done. Excuses, poof, out the window. Make the next best decision, okay? You already know how the situation's going to go. Make the next best decision. What's the decision? Okay. I know I usually resort to isolating myself in this capacity. I never want to reach out for help, blah, 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 blah. Let me reach out to some sources. I know that I'm always complaining over the same old, same old, same old. Let me actually take action. Just like that. Do something different so that you're not continuing to expect, a different outcome, wallowing in whatever circumstances and whatever you're doing, it's not producing anything. So of course, the suffering may seem senseless, but if you really begin to shift your lens and say, well, let me figure out, let me do what I know is going to produce glory, that will make it worth it. Let me really reevaluate what it is that I am willing to suffer for. Let me find an outlet for my passion. And sometimes when things feel complacent, it's just because, and I love that Sarah Jakes mentioned this, she said it's because we need a different outlet for our passion. And so we have to find a different way to connect with God at different times. And that's completely okay too. But you see this thing through because you have saw many other things through in your life, and they haven't produced anything. You might as well do something, and you see it through that you know is going to produce nothing but good for you. Remember, like I said, God has expansive energy. He's going to give you the courage you can't find in yourself. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, he can help with that. I'm telling you this from experience as I live this daily. So I'm happy that you guys are on the journey with me. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.